Fighters, today I'm going to share my take on why you're so damn low on cash. I am seeing so many posts right now all over the place, DMs, emails, Facebook groups. I don't have any money. Can't wait to get for spring to get here and all this other shit. All right. So I'm going to dig into what do we got? Three main reasons that if you have an anorexic, skinny ass bank account right now, we're probably going to identify it in one of these three reasons. Let's go. Hey, before we dig in, if you're low on cash, you're probably low on your business knowledge. Okay? You're missing some fundamental, elemental, any other elementals or fundamentals words I can use? I don't know. Anyway, you're probably missing some basics is my point here. Head to thecontractorfight.com/foundations. All right. Link is in the description. It will be the best $450,000 you've ever spent. Okay? It's not really that much. It's a lot less than it actually. I think it's like $400. I don't even know what the hell it is. Okay. Guys, it's a kick-ass course with, you know, 11 videos, a couple bonus, three bonus videos, 19 downloads and worksheets and all this stuff to teach you the basics of business, mindset, money, and things like that to help you win faster. All right. Go to thecontractorfight.com/foundations. All right. Let's dig into the situation here. Stress is high. I ain't got no money is what you're all posting and you're all bitching about and you're whining about. Some of you are combing through the want ads, looking for a job. That's what I used to do when I was broke and poor my first few years as a contractor and had no idea what I was doing, was underbidding my work, didn't know how to sell, never invested in myself. And what did I do? I lived the same year over and over again for a few years, being broke and combing the want ads in the slow season. Okay. But right now, guys, you know, your bank account might look like it's cut and wait for a wrestling match. All right. Back when I was growing up, the wrestlers all wore those rubber suits and cranked up the heat in the wrestling room. And they laid under the mats for like 4 hours after doing 4,000 jumping jacks, you know, drop like 7 ounces so they can make weight. All right. For the meat and stuff like that. Right now at the time of this recording and all these posts are coming in, it's winter time. So in a lot of the climates, guys, lead flow is taking a hit like it does every year in the off season. I get that. You got the holidays. Then you throw on the added burden of what's going on in the economy. And it's easy to understand that you're a little stressed about money if you're not living with a fat bank account right now. All right. So guys, you're here. You're here. Can't do anything about it. You're here. Not here to beat you up. Just here to help you identify why you might be here so you could fix this shit in the future. All right. So why are you here? The first reason I see that puts people in the po' house is you think you're special. And I don't care what your mom told you growing up. All right. I don't care how many fucking eighth place trophies you got for being the tallest fucking midget or whatever you were, you know? All right. Listen, not my problem. All right. You're not special. You are not. I'm not special. You're not special. I don't get to live by special rules of success and neither do you. Okay. What I talk about is like, guys think you don't have to build your brand daily. I'm special. I don't have to build my brand. Work will just fall in my lap because I paint beautiful cut lines. Okay. Okay. That's great. You should paint beautiful cut lines. If you're a painter, whatever your craft is, you should be really good at it. Okay. But if you have any desire to have a fat ass bank account, never be stressed about money and scale your business in any way, shape or form, my friends, you're going to have to build your brand. Yes. Of course you're still going to get word of mouth. Okay. But that's still about building your brand. All right. Or you think you can't raise your prices to what they should be. I'm special. Can't do that in my industry. Okay. Can't do that. And because of the illegals, you can't do that for you fill in the blank because you're special. It's your special situation. Okay. Or I don't have time to work on my business. I know I should be working on my business with job descriptions and, you know, training my guys and all these other things, but I just don't have time for that. You don't understand the demands of my life. Okay. Again, you're not special. All right. So if you want to make more money, if you want to have more money in the bank account this time next year, get this, your special shit out of your head. How often do you waste your time with people who are never going to be your customer? You spend time on site, you bond, they give you a donut, they're saying all the right things, and you think you've got this job in the bag. And then you send them your numbers and they ghost you or they blow you off. They tell you you're too expensive. You fill in the blank. If you're sick of that and you want to learn how to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and download our guide to spotting cheap prospects. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you only spend time with people who are going to be your customer. Head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap today. Second reason that you're most likely struggling with low bank account right now, you're low on cash, is you didn't plan. All right. Didn't create a budget. You didn't job cost. And when you job cost, you can adjust and train your people and fire and do all these things as needed based on job costing. And, you know, so if I job cost a project and I go, well, I got my ass kicked on that, you can step back and go, all right, if I were to do this job again and bid this job again or perform this job again, what would we do differently? And then you make those adjustments. Okay. This is all part of planning. Or maybe you're looking at your team and you continue to tolerate shitty team members. All right. Maybe they're shitty because you're not training them. Maybe they're shitty because you tolerate them and they think they can get away with stuff. They think they're special. All right. So you're not spending time on your numbers each week, understanding your numbers, knowing your numbers. Okay. And you're winging it over and over and over again, hoping for the best. Okay. It's like somebody said once, when you don't have a plan, it's like you're sprinting through life on your way to death and hoping you reach there safe in safety or some shit like that. See, I just butchered that. Whatever. You get the point. Maybe you don't. It doesn't fucking matter because it had no bearing on this video. All right. So third reason that you're low on cash. This probably should have been number one. Okay. But it's simply this. You lack discipline. You lack discipline. All right. You didn't squirrel money away. You didn't save. Okay. You don't do the bacon-making activities you need to be doing every day in your business like we talk about on this channel. You don't commit to the activities that we talk about all the time on this show that are going to make your cash register ring every day because you don't have discipline. You're not creating content like we've talked about. You don't have the discipline to do that. You have plenty of time and discipline to fucking watch Netflix at night, which a lot of people do. Okay, that's fine. Okay, watch Netflix, but not at the expense of not doing the shit that's going to build your business. You lack discipline simply because you lack consistency. You don't get up, you don't work out, you don't take care of yourself. All right. You're not working on your family life. You're not working on your health. You're not working on your business. All the things that we talk about, I'm not going to go into detail here, guys, but if you want more success, if you want a bigger bank account, you have to be a disciplined person, You need to be the example that will set the tone in your company. All right. This is not difficult. Okay. All of this shit is simple. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's simple. The concepts of success and making money are incredibly simple. Will you step up and be disciplined? Will you get out of your head about being special? Will you take some time to plan and implement the plans that you make? Guys, cast a vision for where you want to be this time next year. I want you to do that. Write that shit down. Write down the amount of money you want in the bank going into your slow season. All right? Write down the amount of money that you want to invest in your retirement. Okay. Write down the amount of debt you want to pay down. Write down what your team looks like. Okay. Write down how you're spending your time. Write this stuff down. All right. And then it's simply a choice of will I show up? Will I choose to show up daily in the ways that I need to in order to have all the shit that I just mapped out in my vision? And then you just chip away and you win those moments. Okay. Again, this comes back to the discipline. So the real reason any of us don't have anything that we say we want, health, love, wealth, happiness, all that shit, pretty much comes down to the fact that we lack discipline and we're not doing some of these simple things that lead to success. So hopefully this gave you a little ammo as you go into the new year with some resolve, some resourcefulness. Just did a video on that not too long ago. I'm not sure if it came out yet, but anyway, okay, you'll hear more about that. But guys, be resourceful. Be optimistic, work the plan, tell yourself the truth, have some discipline. All right? For God's sake, stop telling yourself you're special. I'm out.